For more information on Victory Faith Centre and to download sermons at no charge, visit www.victoryfaithcentre.org.au. So tonight our message is being on the highway of the upright. So let's open in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus' name, Lord, and we commit this time to you tonight, Lord, and we pray that you have your way, Lord, and we thank you, Father. We pray for ears to hear and hearts to understand your word. We love you and we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. So what does it mean to be on the highway of the upright? Glory to God. So we'll see tonight that the highway of the upright is where we want to be. It's to depart from evil, and it's to choose life and holiness, and abstain from all appearance of evil. So it's the way of blessing and the way of protection. Glory to God. So let's have a look at Proverbs 16, verse 17. So Proverbs 16, verse 17 says, "The highway of the upright is to depart from evil. He that keepeth his way preserveth his soul." Praise the Lord. So the highway of the upright is to depart from evil. And we can see from the scripture that we are to keep our way. He that keepeth his way preserveth his soul. So this shows us that we must keep our way from all appearance of evil. We are responsible to do that. So the Lord, he's very clear that if we want to preserve our soul, we must depart from evil. So we must go the opposite direction, the way of the upright. So walking on the highway of the upright, departing from evil, will ensure that we live a blessed life and a preserved life in God. Glory to the Lord. So it's departing from evil, and he that keepeth his way preserveth his soul. Praise the Lord. So let's also have a look at Proverbs 3, verse 7. So Proverbs 3, verse 7. It says, "Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil." So again, we're told, depart from evil. The Lord warns us. He says, depart from evil. We're to fear the Lord. So we are to fear him, to obey his commandments, to reverence ourselves before God. He wants us to turn away and depart from evil. He wants us to keep far away from it and turn the other way. Praise the Lord. So he doesn't want us to be wise in our own eyes, but he wants us to submit ourselves to him and to go his way. Glory to God. And his way is the upright way. It's the way of blessing and the way of protection. Praise the Lord. So it's the highway of the upright is to go God's way and to choose life and blessing. Praise the Lord. So we're not to be wise in our own eyes, but we're to fear the Lord and depart from evil. Glory to God. So let's have a look at Isaiah 1. Isaiah 1, verses 16 to 19. So Isaiah 1, verses 16 to 19 says, "Wash you, make you clean, put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do well, seek judgment, relieve the oppressed, judge the fatherless, plead for the widow. Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land." Praise God. So the Lord, he's calling his people out of the evil way. So he says, wash you, make you clean, put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes, cease to do evil. So he's saying it again. He commands that we put away evil and learn to do well. So to live a Christian life on the highway of the upright means ceasing to do evil and doing good. Praise God. So being willing and obedient toward God and his commandments. So we can see that in verse 19. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. So learning about God's ways and doing good towards others. And we want to receive blessing from the Lord. We want to eat the good of the land. So we must choose to put away evil and live a holy life and walk the highway of the upright. Glory to God. So put away those evil things. Cease to do evil and learn to do well. Glory to God. So let's have a look at James 1, verse 27. James 1, verse 27. So James 1 verse 27 says, "Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction and to keep himself unspotted from the world." So pure religion and undefiled before God says is keeping ourselves unspotted from the world. So God warns us to keep ourselves unspotted from the world's ways. So those evil ways, the ways of sin, to keep ourselves unspotted from those ways. So not conforming to the world's ways, but being transformed by the word of God. Praise the Lord. So keeping ourselves on that plain path, the highway of the upright. So that's undefiled before God. That's the way that he wants us to go, the way that he wants us to live our lives. Praise the Lord. To keep ourselves unspotted from the world. Praise God. So we have choices in life, but God's very clear about the way that he wants us to go. So let's have a look at Deuteronomy 30. And we'll look at verses 15 to 20 of Deuteronomy 30. So Deuteronomy chapter 30 verses 15 to 20. "See, I have set before thee this day life and good, and death and evil. In that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God and walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply. And the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it. But if thine heart turn away, so that thou wilt not hear, but shalt be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I denounce unto you this day that ye shall surely perish, and that ye shall not prolong your days upon the land whither thou passest over Jordan to go to possess it. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him. For he is thy life and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them. Praise the Lord. So everyone has a choice to make in life. And these things we can see here are set before us. And we can clearly see that which way the Lord wants us to go. And it's a commandment that we walk on the highway of the upright. He says, "In that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways." Praise the Lord. So we need to walk the highway of the upright, keeping his commandments, and then we will prosper. Praise the Lord. And he shows us in verses 17 and 18 what happens if a person turns away, if a person goes the way of evil, and that leads to destruction. He says that ye shall surely perish, and your days will be shortened. So in verse 19, he says, choose life. Praise the Lord. And verse 20, he says to obey his voice, that thou mayest cleave unto him. For he is our life and our length of days. Praise the Lord. So being on the highway of the upright leads to prosperity, leads to protection, long life, security, blessing, all of these things we have in the Lord. So he's very clear the way that he wants us to go. Praise the Lord. So let's have a look at 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. 2 Corinthians 2, verse 11. So 2 Corinthians 2 verse 11 says, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. So we don't want Satan to get an advantage of us at all. So we want to keep the door closed to the devil. We want to keep the door closed to evil coming in, and we're not ignorant of his devices. So we want to keep ourselves separate from sin so he can't get any access to us at all. So being on the highway of the upright means that we a departing from evil. We're going away from evil and from sin. And we keep ourselves separate and, as we've seen, unspotted from the world. So that's very important. So we understand, as Christians, we understand how the devil works, and we need to be keeping ourselves holy before the Lord, and we're not ignorant of the devil's devices, and we want to keep the door closed from him having any access in our lives. Glory to God. So we keep ourselves on the highway of the upright. Praise the Lord. So let's have a look now at Ephesians 4. So we'll turn to Ephesians 4 and we'll look at verses 21 to 27. So Ephesians 4, 21 to 27, says, "If so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speaking every man truth with his neighbour, for we are members one of another. Be ye angry and sin not, let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil." So we're to put off the old man which is corrupt. We're to put that old man off and put off the evil way, we can see here, and walk on the highway of the upright. So putting on the new man, which is created in righteousness and true holiness. Glory to God. So that's the path that we're to be walking as Christians, putting away all manner of sin and doing good in God's sight and living a holy life. Praise the Lord. So putting on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. So sin and the evil way gives place to the devil. And the scripture says in verse 27, neither give place to the devil. So as Christians, our heart's desire is to please God. We love him and we obey his commandments and we love his law. So we walk the highway of the upright. So we're not giving place to the devil. We're not letting evil in. We're departing from evil. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. So we're putting away all of those things of the old man, the former conversation of the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts. Praise the Lord. And we have been renewed in the spirit. Praise God. We're new creatures in him. Glory to God. So let's have a look at 1 John 4 verse 4. 1 John 4 verse 4. So 1 John 4 verse 4 says, "Ye are of God little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." So the Lord's empowered us to live upright and holy lives. Praise God. He's given us the enabling to be able to depart from evil. So we now, as born again people, we are gods and we are overcomers in Christ. Glory to God. So greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Glory to the Lord. We have the greater one in us, and he has made us overcomers. So we can be on the highway of the upright. We're able to preserve our souls. We have God with us, praise the Lord, and he's our helper and he's our guide, and he can help us on our Christian walk, praise the Lord, and to stay on the highway of the upright and depart from evil. Glory to God, he's given us what we need to be able to do that. Praise God. Let's have a look at Romans 8, verses 31 to 39. Romans 8, verses 31 to 39. So Romans 8, verses 31 to 39. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him so also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Praise God. So as we continue walking on the highway of the upright, there's nothing that can separate us from the love of Christ. So we walk in God's perfect protection when we walk on the highway of the upright, keeping ourselves from evil, keeping ourselves unspotted from the world. So we're in the world, but we're not of the world. And we're more than conquerors through Christ, through him that loved us. So he's given us everything that we need to live a holy life and to depart from evil. Glory to God. And nothing can separate us from Christ Jesus. Glory to God. So let's have a look at Hebrews 4. Hebrews 4, verses 15 to 16. Hebrews 4, verses 15 to 16. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. So the Lord Jesus, he understands our infirmities and the temptations here on earth, and he provides a way for us to come boldly to the throne of grace, glory to God, and we can obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. So the Lord, he's provided a way for us to keep ourselves from sin and to keep ourselves from evil and to keep on the highway of the upright, glory to God. And he's a loving God and a merciful God. And praise the Lord, he forgives us when we confess our sin to him. He's faithful and just to forgive us. And he helps us on our Christian walk. Praise God. Praise the Lord. So let's have a look at John 14, verses 16 to 18. So John 14, verses 16 to 18. So John 14, verses 16 to 18 says, "And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you." Glory to God. So God has given us the Holy Spirit, our comforter and our helper, and he guides us into all truth. And he dwells in us, and he shows us the way to go in life. Glory to God. So being on the highway of the upright is to live a Spirit-led life. Praise God. So the Holy Spirit will always lead us in the right direction toward truth and toward holiness. And the Lord, he's not left us comfortless. He said, "I will not leave you comfortless." So he empowers us to overcome sin, and he's given us his Spirit and leads us and guides us throughout our life. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. So let's have a look at Ephesians 6. And we'll look at verses 10 to 13 of Ephesians 6. Ephesians 6, verses 10 to 13, says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armour of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armour of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand." Praise the Lord. So the Lord's given us the ability to stay on the highway of the upright and depart from evil. Praise God. So he's given us the whole armour of God so that we can stand against the wiles of the devil. Praise the Lord. So he says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. So we have the ability to do that. Being on the highway of the upright means that we use these spiritual weapons that the Lord has given to us. And as we see here, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but it's a spiritual fight. Praise God. So being on the highway of the upright means that we take that whole armour of God, and this way we can stand against all evil in the world, depart from it. glory to God. So he's given us everything that we need to stay on the highway of the upright. Glory to God. So let's have a look at 2 Corinthians 10. And we'll finish with this one. So 2 Corinthians 10 verses 3 to 5. Corinthians 10 verses 3 to 5 says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." So praise the Lord, we have spiritual weapons that the Lord has given to us to keep us on the path of the upright. And we have the Word of God, and we can cast down imaginations, praise God. So being on the highway of the upright, as we've seen, it's a way of blessing, and it avoids the path of sin and destruction. And staying on the highway of the upright escapes evil traps and snares, because we're not ignorant of the devil's devices. So the word gives a clear warning on how we're to walk and how we're to live as Christians. And it's departing from evil, keeping our own soul, and the way of prosperity and protection, and the way of holiness. Glory to God. So we'll close in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus' name, Lord, and we thank you for your presence with us in the service tonight, Lord. We thank you for your word, Lord, and we thank you for your great love and mercy toward us, Lord, and that you are our helper and our guide, and we glorify you in our lives, and we thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.